Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Wisdom is God's way of blessing your life, and He will release it to those who ask. So wisdom will bring favor to our lives. Wisdom will enhance our mental comprehension, our verbal expression, and also correct our actions if we'll allow it to. Now, let me ask you a question. How many of you desire wisdom in your life? Let's discuss how to receive it and then how to apply it to our lives. Once again, we must ask God for wisdom and faith. Number two, we must walk in humility before God and others. You know, Proverbs chapter 11 and 2 states, when pride comes, then comes shame. But with the lowly is wisdom. You see, God is ready to pour out wisdom upon all those who are righteous, all those who will ask in faith, and all those who will humble themselves in reverence before Him. Number three, we must begin to fear and reverence God and accept correction into our lives. Now, how do we know that wisdom is being granted after we pray? Listen to what it says in Job 28 and 28. And unto a man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. So one of the first things that will happen as God begins to fill your life with wisdom is you will begin to reverence God even more. The presence of God will become such a reality in your life that you will begin to honor and reverence God in a brand new way. Job said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. If we desire wisdom, we must be willing to receive correction. Listen to what it says in Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 8. Listen, it says, reprove not a scorner, lest he hate you. But if you rebuke a wise man, he will love you. So that gives us a little clue when we're talking to people and we have to talk about sometimes offenses and things that possibly they've done that need to be corrected. About their response. The Bible says that a person of wisdom will love you for correcting them, because correction will only make them better. But an individual full of pride will hate you for correcting them. It goes on to say in verse 9, give instruction to a wise man and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. That's a wise person. When an individual is willing to humble themselves and say, teach me. When they're able to say, I'm accountable. Regardless of my status and my title, I'm accountable to you. Teach me what you can tell me. Because it'll simply help me to be a better person. That's an individual who possesses wisdom. So once again, when wisdom enters into your life, you will begin to reverence God. He'll become more real in your life, but also you will be open to criticism. You'll be open to correction. You'll be open to instruction. Those are the marks of a person possessing wisdom. See, at the beginning, we will begin to comprehend God in a new way. We will become more conscious of His power and his greatness and his holiness and his majesty. We'll begin to fear and reverence him in a new way. We'll become so afraid to disobey God when wisdom begins to come into our life. And that will bring conflict. Because there are so many wishy-washy people today who compromise on a dime. We live in a world where everyone expects you to do what is politically correct. Let me say this to you. The fear of the Lord reflects that you have wisdom. When you fear God more than you fear man's opinion, then you know that the wisdom of God is working in your life. Proverbs 9 and 10, again, it states, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Secondly, we will seek greater intimacy with God until we know his ways, his thoughts, and his principles. It goes on to say, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. The more we know about God, the more wisdom will be imparted into our lives. Without a close relationship with God, we cannot receive the wisdom that he wants to impart to us. Listen to what Proverbs chapter 30, verses 2 and 3 states. Surely I am more Brutus than any man and have not the understanding of a man. I neither learned wisdom nor have the knowledge of the holy. When you walk in unrighteousness, you cannot possess the wisdom of God. Remember, wisdom is reserved for the righteous, those who reverence God and obey his word. Now, number four, in order for us to obtain wisdom, we must study and know the word of God. The impartation of wisdom from God only works in cooperation with our relationship with God and our knowledge of his word. Because how can we know who God is if we do not know his word? The word of God, the Bible, reveals to us who God is and what he expects. Proverbs 14 and 33 states, wisdom rests in the hearts of him that has understanding. But that which is in the midst of fools is made known. So understanding and wisdom are in the hearts of those who study the word of God. Listen to what Psalm 111 and 10 states. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endures forever. Psalm 119 and 98. Thou through thy commandments have made me wiser than mine enemies. For they are ever with me. In the world we live in, to get ahead in life, sometimes there's competition. I want to encourage you today, do not compete on the level that the world competes through assassination of character, backstabbing, lies. Use the wisdom of God to receive your promotion. Because God will give you wisdom if you simply ask for it. Wisdom makes you 10 times stronger than those without it. Listen to Ecclesiastes 7 and 19. Wisdom strengthens the wise more than 10 mighty men which are in a city. Regardless of what your co-workers may know, the Bible says that the wisdom God gives you will strengthen you 10 times more than they if you simply remain righteous and follow the word of God in your situation. This is for someone right now that I'm speaking. Some of you are going through hard times on your job. You feel like you may even be losing that job. You don't know what's going on. I want to encourage you, do not sacrifice your morals. Do not sacrifice and compromise to get ahead, because the Bible says that wisdom will strengthen the wise more than 10 mighty men which are in a city.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Don't minimize how God is going to direct your life and what you are capable of accomplishing. You know, the Bible says God is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask and think. To know God's direction, you must surrender to his will and to his plan. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Proverbs 2:6 reminds us that out of God's mouth or his word comes knowledge and understanding by which he gives us wisdom. For the Lord gives wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Your knowledge of the word of God is essential for wisdom to be present in your life. On number 5, wisdom is released through the application of God's word to every circumstance. When a situation confronts us, we should always evaluate it on the basis of what the word of God says. For example, too often we follow our emotions instead of the wisdom found in God's word. Often in the area of marrying and dating and friendships, people are unequally yoked. When the wisdom of the scripture tells you very clearly in 2 Corinthians 6:14, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? You see, immoral behavior leads into sin. You know, some people say, well, you know what? You know, we live in an age where we feel we have the right to express our love to each other. We shouldn't hold that back. And we really believe that our expression of love and affection is not sin. Well, regardless of what you believe, that's not the wisdom of God's word. 1 Corinthians 6:9 states, don't you know that unrighteousness shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor the effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind shall enter the kingdom of heaven. You know, there are different types of sins, and one is a sin of presumption. Presumptuous sins are the sins of pride and ignorance. You know, people need to stop saying that their situation is different. That's Satan's deception. There is no temptation different, because the Bible says that every temptation is common to man, but God will, with that temptation, make a way of escape. Wisdom is to take the way out. The Bible says that a wise man seeth the problem ahead, and he does not go in that direction. Some of you see that your behavior is leading you down a road that will bring immorality in your life. Don't even go there. Stay away from that direction. God has called you to holiness and to live for him in righteousness. Now, in talking about presumptuous sins, let me also bring something to your attention. You know, some people say that God has called me to stop working and to spend all my day in prayer. That's not scriptural. The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and 6, "Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly and not after the tradition which you received of us." Now, you wonder, what is he talking about? I've heard of being drunken and disorderly, but what is Paul saying? Verse 7, "For yourselves know how ye ought to follow us, for we behave not ourselves disorderly among you." Once again, he's talking about disorderly behavior amongst Christians. Verse 8, "Neither did we eat any man's bread for nothing, but we wrought with labor and travail day and night that we might not be chargeable to any of you. Not because we have not the power, but to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us." See, this is important because the Bible says that God will bless the work of your hands. Wisdom requires working hands. Do not expect God to drop possessions and blessing from the sky. Wisdom teaches that we work with our hands and then God blesses the work of our hands, as seen in Deuteronomy. In verse 10, it goes on to say, "For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear that there are some which walk among you," listen, "disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies." When you don't work, sometimes you can become a busybody, at least they did in Paul's time. We're talking about wisdom tonight. I had an individual once say to me, "Pastor, I just really wish that I had time to spend with the Lord all day. Wouldn't that be wonderful?" I said, "Well, God has given you gifts in your life to use for his glory. God doesn't want you to lay on your face all day. God wants you to get out and use those gifts to fulfill your part of the Great Commission." Listen, wisdom will direct you in crisis situations. If you're sick and you've prayed with no results, depending on the severity, you need to go to the doctor or the emergency room. That doesn't lessen your faith. That's wisdom. How about a financial need? We should pray that God will meet our financial needs, but then we need to get out and find a job, whatever it may be, because that's what Paul is saying here. We need to make sure that wisdom has control of our lives as Christians. How about marital problems? Well, if you're having marital problems, seek a counselor. Get help. Get the problem fixed. If you're suffering from abuse, though, you need to get help. You may need to get out of that life-threatening situation. God would not allow you to be in danger, you or your children. We're talking about wisdom tonight. Now, wisdom can be obtained through association. It states in Proverbs chapter 13 and 20, "Wisdom with wise," or "those who walk with wise will become wise." Listen, "He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. So it's so important that we choose the right company, the right people in our lives. Because some people may believe one way that's contrary to the Word of God and contrary to you using the wisdom of God. And let me also mention to you that wisdom can be imparted by the laying on of hands. In Deuteronomy chapter 34, 9, it tells us that Joshua was full of the spirit of wisdom because Moses laid his hands upon him. The Bible says, and Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hand upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him and did as the Lord commanded Moses. Now, for those seeking wisdom, God's direction for their lives, wisdom will reveal the following. Number one, and I'm talking about those who are seeking God's direction for their lives. Do not rush into any decision or act without receiving counsel. Proverbs 11 and 14 says, where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. If you're not sure of what God is doing in your life, ask the Lord who you should speak to and speak with someone. Get counsel. And the Bible says in the multitude of counselors, there's safety. Number two, ask God for direction. The Bible says, if we ask him for direction, he will surely direct our path. Number three, God's will for our lives is revealed in his word. Do not allow your flesh or your earthly reasoning to direct your life. Allow the word of God to direct you. God will speak through scriptures. He speaks through dreams and visions. If this happens to you, then get spiritual counsel to confirm what the Lord is saying to your heart. Number five, God also speaks through circumstances. Abraham's servant was looking for a bride for his son Isaac. And he stated, I being in the way, the Lord led me. I'm going to repeat number four again. Number four is God will speak through scripture. God will speak through dreams and visions. Always get spiritual counsel to confirm these. Number six, God's direction will always result in peace. Colossians 3 and 15, let the peace of God be the umpire of your heart. Remember, wisdom is God's key to blessing your life. Listen to what Proverbs 24 and verse 3 and 4 states. Through wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Saints, build your life through wisdom. Establish your life upon the foundation of God's word. The knowledge of God's word will bring honor and prosperity in your life through wisdom.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of the message for today is Wisdom, God's Key to Prosperity, Part 3. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Hello, this is Pastor Steve Hill, and I want to thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. It is my sincere prayer that you will experience God's love, forgiveness, and healing. You can receive this by repeating this prayer, so join me. Father, forgive me of my sins. I turn away from them Jesus, come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Change me into a new creation. Thank you for saving me and changing my life. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, then you've accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior. And know this, that God loves you so much. And whatever you need, just call on Him and He'll answer your prayer. God bless you and keep on listening to A Place to Grow.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.